Ladies, there's something you should know about men. Brothers and sisters, you are not brothers and sisters. The Holy Quran states, "Say to the believing men that they cast down their looks and guard their private parts." And straight after says, "And say to the believing women that they too cast down their looks and guard their private parts, and let them wear their head coverings, and let them not display their ornaments, except to their fathers and husbands, basically anyone who is mahram to you." Well, unless your teacher is your uncle or your auntie.
What about my cousin? She's...
No, your cousin is na mahram to you. She's your potential spouse, in fact.
Oh, but we're just friends.
Just a friend. Today we live in a world where women are exploited by the fashion and film industries, where celebrity culture infiltrates the minds of the masses and causes society to rush towards worldly desires. Naturally, those men who are inclined towards the dunya and see everything as material also view women as objects. The problem is most women don't know how men perceive them. Thus, women in the West and the East are exploited for their looks rather than appreciated for their true worth. There's this Western idea floating around that it's either looks or books. The pretty woman is on one side and the woman with the great personality is on the other. The question is, why can't a woman be both? Islam recognizes women as special, unique, and potentially brilliant. It arms her with the tools to fight the male perception. The shield of hijab forces men to see her for her personality rather than her body. Imam Khomeini said, "If women knew how men perceive them, they'd cover themselves in iron armor." Most men won't admit it. Ladies, we men are beasts. We're like hungry wolves. When you say hi to a guy, you're probably thinking hi. But he's thinking, hello. The Holy Quran states man has been created weak. You see, every rule, every hadith, every bit of advice given to us by the Aimmah has wisdom behind it. There's a reason why women pray behind men in Salatul Jama'ah. And there's a reason why Islam says, do not shake hands with the opposite gender. And while it can be awkward to abide by this in the West and the East,
Oh God, I'm so sorry, I can't shake your hand. There's bogeys. My hand's stuck in my pocket. I can't get it out.
No, just say it's against my religion to shake your hand.
But don't be weak about it. Don't be like...
And in your head you're thinking,
Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa
Atubu. And there's a reason why Islam is against being alone in a room with someone who is na mahram to you. You might have good intentions, but remember, when the door closes and you're alone with that person, the third person in the room becomes shaitan. The Quran states that when Prophet Yusuf, against his will, became alone with Zulaykha, she sought to make himself yield to her, and she made fast the doors and said, "Come forward." He said, "I seek refuge with Allah," and ran for the door. But Zulaykha ripped the poor man's shirt off and he ended up in prison. We have to be very careful not to get ourselves into sticky situations because it can be very hard to get out of them. A student of the Hawza was once asked to deliver a package to a woman's house, unknowing that the woman had evil intentions. The door closed and the woman demanded that he should be with her, otherwise she'd scream and tell everybody that he was the one who forced himself on her. Now, how did this young student get out of that mess? He said, all right, you win. Just let me go to the bathroom to freshen up. Now, in those days, the toilets were just mere holes in the ground. So he rolled up his sleeves, dived in, and smothered himself in poo. Then he went to the woman and said, "I'm ready." Disgusted, she turned him away and he was saved from a terrible sin. The moral of the story? Don't be alone with the opposite gender, otherwise you'll get yourself into some deep... Shall we move on? A question. If you were walking along a cliffside, is it better to walk keeping a distance from the potential danger or to walk close to the edge, where if you slip, you might fall? Lower your gaze and you will see wonders. Next fortnight, we're going to be talking about how to disobey your parents. Be there, or...
What was it? What was that line again?